Well, we do thank you for joining us for the show today. It's Believers in Business, and we do have a wonderful believer that is in business today to share with you. And so we thank you for being here. I want you to stay right where you are for the next half hour. I want to start with really a wonderful proverb, if I can. And it comes from Proverbs 22, verse 3. It's a wise person foresees danger and takes precautions. The naive person goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. That is Proverbs 22:3, the scripture reference for what we'll be discussing today as we welcome Patrick Smith. Once again, Patrick Smith has been with us for many times. And Patrick, it's always good to see you, brother. Welcome back.
Thank you, Ron.
You know, you've been in the financial services industry for some 40 years. That's 40. That's quite a while. For the last 27 of those years, you've served here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as president and senior advisor for your independent advisory firm, Baring Financial. And today we're going to be going to continue with more conversation about how money works and really helping people increase their wealth awareness. And I can't think of a more timely season to be talking to you about these matters. So let's jump in. A lot to share today, Patrick.
Thank you, Ron. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And the scripture that you just read is part of the reason that I teach people how money works, mm-hmm. because that's the good news that people need in their financial planning today. You've heard me say it before. When you increase the awareness you have about your money today, that will determine how much money you will have in 10, 20, or even 30 years from now.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is really good news for our listeners today. Patrick, what's the subject of our conversation? What direction will we be taking our time today?
Well, Ron, today we're going to talk about two very important things. First, we're going to talk about retirement plans.
Mm-hmm.
Are they designed for your future or the government's future? You need to know this. And the second subject is we're going to talk about the power of creating a 0% tax bracket at retirement.
Wow. Now, Pat, I have to admit, when you say creating a 0% tax bracket, that's a little hard to believe. Is that really possible to do?
Yes, it's very possible, and we'll explain how, and I'm pretty excited to talk about it.
Now, you say this is for retirement, but, you know, I've always heard that when I retire, I'll retire to a lower tax bracket. How does that work out?
Well, Ron, that is part of traditional thinking about money that everyone has been taught to build their retirement on, and most financial professionals still offer advice using that thought process, but it does not hold up with today's dramatically changing demographics and the out-of-control spending in our country by our government.
Indeed. For those just joining the conversation, you're listening to Believers in Business. My name is Ron Taylor. Delighted and blessed to have Patrick Smith with us again with Baring Financial. I want to make you aware of the website that we'll be detailing many times during our conversation. It's easy to remember when you log on to wealthawareness.com. Wealthawareness.com. I'll give you the phone number, and you'll find that on the website as well, but it's 817-571-2626. It is 817-571-2626. You can call and schedule a Money Works session, and we'll have Pat detail that for us in a moment about how that Money Works session works. Basically, you get your questions answered. You learn more about what we're talking about today in the short amount of time that we have. You can meet face-to-face with Patrick Smith, and that's a wonderful thing because when you're talking about your finances and your money, it's a very personal and very something that we respect very, very much. No cost obligation. No high-pressure product sales pitch. That's good news. And this is the beginning of a process, really, the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. Once again, wealthawareness.com, 817-571-2626. Patrick, if you will, elaborate for us, why doesn't the expectation of retiring to a lower tax bracket hold up in today's times?
Well, Ron, to understand why, let's start with defining moments number one and number two. Defining moment number one is your money will never be worth more than it is today. Because of inflation, we know that today's dollars have the most buying power. Remember our example? $1,000 today with an inflation rate of 3% would only have the buying power of $412 in 30 years.
Wow.
Defining moment number two is you may be in the lowest tax bracket you will ever be in. Why? Let's look at the demographics and do the math. We have 85 to 100 million baby boomers. That's 10,000 people a day going into retirement.
That's staggering.
And behind them, there's only approximately 45 million to take their place in the workforce.
Mm.
So there will be less workers supporting more retirees. These retirees are living longer on government-funded programs, primarily Social Security and Medicare. This means the current tax revenue is decreasing, and at the same time, the number of retirees who are dependent on the programs which that revenue pays for is increasing. Added to that is our enormous and growing national debt. We all know there's only one way all of this is going to get paid for, and that's with higher taxes.
Mm.
When you apply these two defining moments to your financial decisions, it leads to this question. Just considering today's retirement plans, if your money will never be worth more than it is today due to inflation, and this is the lowest tax bracket you will ever be in due to demographics, why is traditional financial thinking telling you to take as much of today's money as you can and throw it as far as you can into the future where it will have the least buying power and be taxed the most?
Wow. You know, we've said before in conversations that we've had previous that really it's all about asking the right question. And so when we determine what the right questions are, we ask the right questions, the right answers come to us. It's really amazing. Once again, listening to Believers in Business today, thank you for being here. We have Patrick Smith, our good friend with Baring Financial here, wealthawareness.com. I want to make you aware of the website, wealthawareness.com. When you go there, I'd like to have you click on the Choices tab. You'll have several tabs to look at, but Choices is the one we'd love to point you to initially, because there you can see the information. You'll see the phone number to call. If you'd like to go ahead and get your free guidebook to the topic of your choice on the website, you can do that. A direct email link is right there when you click the Choices tab as well, wealthawareness.com. The number, which is on the website, 817-571-2626. The Money Works session, Patrick, is wonderful. Folks can get their questions answered, learn more about what we're talking about today. Yes. As they sign up for the Money Works session, they get to meet with you face-to-face.
Yes.
And I love the fact that there's no high-pressure sales pitch, no obligation, and the fact that you sit down with them personally and discuss their finances is really a blessing, because it is a personal matter. And so I love the way that you've got that set up there. Once again, wealthawareness.com. You know, Patrick, you were just discussing what traditional financing tells us to do in our retirement planning. So, you know, as consumers in the workplace, we're out every day spending our money and consuming things, if you will. What are most people doing that's causing them to take their most valuable dollars and throw them as far into the future as possible, as you mentioned a moment ago, where they'll have the least buying power and be taxed the most? How are we doing that in general?
Well, it's really simple. Ron, most people's only source of savings today is their 401k or IRA, 403b, 457, some type of qualified retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking most of the money they're saving and they're putting it into these qualified retirement plans. Mm-hmm. That is taking today's most valuable dollar and throwing it into the future, deferring all the taxes on it to when they get to retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So they're creating a bigger pile that will be taxed at a later date. And we just discussed why we know that taxes have to be much higher.
But you know, Patrick, we were always told that accumulating money through tax deferral is really the best way.
That's true. That's what we were told.
Mm-hmm.
But that only began to be considered and became popular when people were encouraged to supplement their defined benefit retirement plans and their Social Security with IRAs.
Mm.
And why is because why IRAs were offered is the government began to realize the future demographics that were coming and inflation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then about 10 to 12 years later, the 401k was born out of the very same need, along with the demise of the defined benefit pension plans. And all the while, this was being supported by an old erroneous tax philosophy. You will retire on less money, therefore you will be in a lower tax bracket.
Wow.
Well, that worked for a short season. But in the 80s, we had 50 to 70% tax brackets.
Mm-hmm.
But we also had all these extra deductions available, and these available brought the adjusted margins down to similar net tax rates that we have today.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have none of those old deductions at retirement, except our standard deduction. Without some forethought and very strategic planning, that leaves most people's largest pile of retirement money available to be taxed at whatever rate the government decides at the time they retire.
Patrick, that's frightening. And you know, I think it's very obvious to our listeners today that we need to be proactive and be very, very aware that, you know, it's kind of sort of up to us as we, you know, define our retirement years. It's not our father's retirement like it was in years ago. So I can't encourage you enough to look into beginning the process of the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. Once again, when you go to wealthawareness.com, you'll find a great website there. You'll see a lot of great tabs and buttons there that you can watch videos, you can listen to various audio that's there on the website. But I want to point you to the choices button when you log on to wealthawareness.com. And again, that's going to give you the phone number, all the contact information that you need, including an email link and everything there. You can submit your request right there online for your free one-hour money work session. He said free, right? No cost involved, yep. No obligation, no high-pressure product sales pitch. It's a wonderful way to get on the road to being aware, if you will. Wealthawareness.com. Again, the number that's on the site, 817-571-2626. Talking with our good friend Patrick Smith of Baring Financial today. So, Patrick, what are we seeing is all that science pointing to the very real future of not only, you know, not being able to go into retirement with lower taxes than our working years, but I would say in all likelihood paying higher taxes during our retirement than we are in our working years, right?
Well, that's right, Ron. Without putting a strategic plan in place right now to prepare for it, that is the future people are facing. Mm. We call it unintended consequences. I want to mention one more critical piece of information that could greatly affect people's retirement plans and they need to be thinking about.
Okay.
At the low of the 2008-2009 market crash, which was the advent of the Great Recession, mm-hmm. President Obama made a recommendation, quote, "We need to protect investors' retirement plans, but more importantly, they need to relieve the debt spring off the neck of the U.S. government." Mm. That recommendation is to make it mandatory for all qualified retirement plans to invest all of their retirement monies in government bonds.
Wow.
That is $16 to $19 trillion worth of retirement plans.
Patrick, that's serious.
It is very serious. And again, just after his reelection last fall, before he was inaugurated, he made the same recommendation again. Mm. This would combine years of actually the last 12 years of very little to no growth in retirement plans with the possibility of huge taxation coming with their withdrawals for income and mm-hmm. absolutely no control.
We've been hearing these days about the fact that the administration is going to be coming after our retirement. And here is the details that Patrick is sharing right now with us. You know, brothers, we look at this very real future of higher taxes at retirement, possible government takeover retirement plans. You're saying the good news is not only is there a strategy to have lower taxes at a retirement instead of higher, but you can actually create a 0% tax bracket for retirement. As much as that sounds too good to be true, I know you're going to share with us how that's possible.
Absolutely. I want to try to keep this simple so it's easy for listeners to get the basic picture of how it works.
I appreciate that as well, too, by the way.
So to give you an overview of how to build a 0% tax bracket for retirement, I'll use a general example, but the ideal figures I'm going to refer to will be different for every individual, mm-hmm. and that is something that we calculate on a case-by-case basis when we meet with people. Mm-hmm. At retirement, there are three buckets of money that are available to people, and most people are only using two of those three buckets anyway. The first bucket is taxable money. Mm-hmm. The second bucket is tax-deferred money. That's their retirement plan. And the third bucket is tax-free money. In our example, let's use a 50-year-old couple that make $100,000-plus income. They're putting 10% into their 401k or 401ks with little or no matching. They've accumulated $500,000 in either their 401ks and or IRAs. Maybe they're spending a couple of thousand a year for term life insurance mm-hmm. and $4,000 a year for a long-term care insurance policy that, you know, perhaps they'll need later. Mm-hmm. The first bucket, the taxable bucket, in that bucket, you have cash, savings, non-qualified mutual funds, in other words, mutual funds that aren't part of the retirement plan,
okay,
bonds, stocks, any asset that creates a 1099 of taxable income. The ideal amount that should be in that taxable bucket is 6 months worth of expenses. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any amount over that 6 months worth of expenses needs to be moved to the tax-free bucket.
I see.
The second bucket is a tax-deferred bucket. Again, that's pensions, 401ks, IRAs, SEPs, 403bs, 457s, and some non-qualified annuities.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal amount to be kept in the tax-deferred bucket is $500,000. The reason for this is when they begin to take out their required minimum distributions, they're retired. Their house is paid for.
Right.
They have no expenses by and large, so they have no deductions. The only deduction they have is their standard deduction.
Mm.
Well, at that time, their standard deduction will offset their required minimum distributions.
Mm.
We need to create a strategic plan for moving any amount over that ideal amount into the tax-free bucket, and that's what we do. That's what we help our clients do.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the third bucket is the tax-free bucket, and in the tax-free bucket, you have things like Roth IRAs, Roth conversion accounts, what we call LERPs, life insurance retirement plans, and a few other choices.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal amount for the tax-free bucket is great. It's unlimited.
Unlimited.
Unlimited maximum funding. There are no taxes on this bucket. There are no contribution limits. There's no income restrictions. There's no mandatory minimum distributions like required minimum distributions in a qualified plan.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no legislative risk. That means that Congress can't change it.
Interesting.
And we'll discuss that, you know, personally with people when we meet with them.
That's a nice hedge right there.
And then at the end, when it's their time to go and be with the Lord, all this can be set up to where it's all a legacy, a tax-free legacy that passes to their family. Absolutely tax-free.
Wow.
So with government giving consideration to mandating national retirement systems, coupled with this huge tax tsunami that we see coming at us, it's more critical than ever to get a calculated strategy for creating a 0% tax bracket.
Tell you, I want that tax-free bucket on my bucket list, Patrick. I'll tell you right now, it's just that simple. Listen, wealthawareness.com is where we want you to start when you want to learn more about what we're talking today. Lots of information, and to get more information and to really follow up on what we're talking about, that's the website to go to, wealthawareness.com. You'll want to bookmark this site, make it a favorite of yours because you'll want to go there many times. I want to point you to the Choices tab that you'll find on there. It's very clear. You'll see over to the right. Click on that Choices button, and that's going to give you the actual portal, if you will, to step into your path to wealth awareness here. You can see the number there to call if you want to talk with Patrick directly and set up a time with him to meet with him. There's a direct email link if you'd rather go through email. And you right there online, you can set up your request for your free one-hour Money Works session. All of it's on the website at wealthawareness.com. The number, if you're ready to call now, is 817-571-2626, 817-571-2626. Patrick, you know, the thing that we love about you is that you respect the fact that each and every one of us in our portfolios and all the financial information that comes to the table is very, very respected, very private, sit down face to face with you, no cost obligation, no high pressure sales pitch, none of that. And so it's a blessing to be able to have this opportunity to sit down with you. A moment ago, you said that those ideal figures really are different for every person, as we just mentioned, too. And therefore, you calculate those on a case-by-case basis. Now, how is this done when a client meets with you? Let's go through that process.
Okay, Ron. Well, we have a comprehensive software program that we use to perform customized calculations for everybody. And this way, we're able to create a personalized strategy for the 0% tax bracket that's designed to fit their specific set of circumstances. And included in that process, once we have run the numbers, we will actually sit down with them and show them side by side the before and the after comparison. In other words, if they didn't do anything to change their retirement plan. Here's what your taxes would look like. But if they do change it after it's changed, here's the comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And their retirement as it is now versus, again, how it would be with a 0% tax strategy in its place.
You know, Patrick, it's we're in a time, we're in a season, if you will, to where there's a lot of things coming in this year of 2013 that are not very pretty when it comes to our finances and our financial structure that we want to build in our retirement. And so knowing that, whether we know details or not, we want to be ready. We want to be prepared. We want to have a hedge for our money. All the money you've worked for all your life that you've carefully placed in your design portfolio needs to be examined by my friend Patrick Smith. Wealthawareness.com. Again, the website, wealthawareness.com. You might be ready to make the phone call right now, and that's 817-571-2626, a number that's on the website, 817-571-2626. This is a no obligation. You won't have any kind of a high pressure product sales pitch, nothing waiting on you at the end of it that's unpleasant. And really, Patrick, it's the beginning of a process, the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. It's all about information. And once we get that information, we're obligated to follow through and allow the Lord to bless us in that fashion. You know, from everything you're saying, Pat, it sounds like that tax-free bucket is very important. What is it that makes that tax-free bucket so incredibly valuable?
Well, Ron, what happens with most people saving most of their money in qualified plans, even in non-qualified mutual funds, and all the vehicles that they've been taught over the years to use, is they don't have what we think is the most important part of their money,
mm-hmm.
and that is liquidity, use, and control of their money, because life happens to everybody,
mm-hmm.
and financial needs happen to everybody. And one of our pet things is to show people the importance of liquidity, use, and control, and show them how to acquire it, how to maintain it, and how to create velocity on their money moving forward and growing even in these times that we've had in the last 12 years with the market conditions.
You described velocity of money before in some of our previous conversations. Define that for us once again, if you will, the velocity of money. I like the term.
Well, the velocity of money is, let me give you the antithesis of it.
Mm-hmm.
The last 12 years of people having all their money tied up in 401k plans and retirement plans, and the market has gone up and down three times and their money has done absolutely nothing because it's all been in mutual funds, and mutual funds are buy and hold instruments.
Right.
So as the tide has risen, their money went up. As the tide fell down, their money went down. Therefore, they didn't have any velocity on their money.
Mm.
There has to be better choices, and there are better choices. Even if you want to stay in the stock market, there are better choices than mutual funds.
Indeed. In the last few minutes of our conversation, Patrick, you described the wealth awareness process as really an educational process where you teach people how to change their thinking about how money works. Tell us the main motivation behind why you take the time to invest in your clients in that particular fashion.
Well, that's a great question, and I love sharing this. Back in 1980, I was hired by E.F. Hutton as a financial planner and a estate planner and life insurance specialist. And I was 31 years old, and I knew what I didn't know.
Mm.
And I had, just before I was recruited by Hutton, I had a man, 55 years old. I was 31 at the time. He had tried to recruit me with another financial firm, and I ended up turning around and recruiting him and bringing him over to E.F. Hutton because I knew I needed a mentor and I needed somebody that knew stuff I didn't know. So he would bring me in to sit down with his clients, and he worked with some of the wealthiest people in Tarrant County.
Hmm.
And one day at the end of one of those meetings, the gentleman left, and Gene turned to me and he said, Patrick, he said, do you know why people do business with you? And I said, well, because they trust me. They believe I know my business. He said, yeah, those are both true, but do you know the one reason people do business with you? I said, well, I guess I don't, but I hope you're fixing to tell me. And he grinned and he said, yes. He said, the reason people do business with you is because you help them ask the right questions. Yeah. He said, I've observed you since we've been together. Mm-hmm. And he said, that's why you and I work together so good, because we both do the same thing.
Wow.
And that day a light came on. And since that day, I've understood that the most important thing that I can help a new client do is understand where they are and what questions they need to be asking about their situation so they can do the right things going forward that they want to do.
It's an interesting concept, and thanks for sharing the story again with us, because in thinking of, you say to yourself, asking the right questions, I'm not really sure exactly what that means, but the reason why we have to ask the right questions, the questions are the right ones to us. It's personal to us. Our portfolio is shaped differently than your neighbors or your loved ones, and that's why it's so important to sit down with my friend Patrick Smith. Brother, thank you for your time. Thank you for all that you do there at Baring Financial, and of course, for sharing with our listeners today. Good to see you.
Thank you, Ron.
Patrick Smith, our good friend with Baring Financial, joining us today. Once again, I want to point you to the website. This is the place to start to learn more about what we've discussed today, and certainly more that we're able to discuss in our time frame. Wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. Go ahead and bookmark that site. You'll want to make it a resource to you many times as you visit. The phone number, which is on the website, I'll give to you now, is 817-571-2626. It's 817-571-2626. This is information, by the way, that you'll want to share with your loved ones, your friends, your family, anyone that you want to bless and make sure that they are on the road to financial security. Make the Money Work session a priority for you. It's free. There's no obligation. There's no cost, no high-pressure sales pitch you'll discover. And really, you'll find that it's the beginning of a process, the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works and how it's going to work for you, especially in the future. You'll meet face-to-face with Patrick Smith, a handsome feller, we like to say, and he's a good brother. You'll really discern a wonderful heart with Patrick. So make the call, 817-571-2626, and again, the website, wealthawareness.com. Thanks for joining us.